Barry Halverson, the big issue with this committee, the school's projected building project, but it's not going anywhere.
At least right now, what we're going to need is a final site plan to know exactly, of course, where the building will be positioned. We're going to have them speak to snow storage. We know we need to make sure we have a distance issue at play with a school, a teaching environment, if you will, and licensed liquor establishments that are in the area. So we need to make sure that distance question is answered. We get an exact site plan. Snow storage is dealt with. Then from there, from my perspective, it's a great idea. You know, it's a wonderful teaching environment for the community. We know that the parking issue, of course, with there generally being 50 to 80 spaces almost always available in the Spash parking lot, double counting those parking spaces really are not a concern to us at all, at least from my perspective. So we wish the school district well. We have to go through these formalities. But honestly, the mission behind what they're trying to do is excellent. So we wish them all day long. We've got obviously a few of our normally outspoken, aggressive citizens that didn't want the school district to spend the money in the first place. That's not a city matter. That's a school district matter. Our matter is, does it work well in the neighborhood? Does it make sense? Does it meet the conditional use standards? From my perspective, it does.
It looks like the school possibly scaling it back based on their budget.
Right, absolutely. Like so many other public agencies, they've got to be real about what they can afford to do. But the mission in terms of teaching some of these special needs students, I think, is a wonderful idea. Wish them all the best.
Not only that, you don't have to cross North Point Drive to do it anymore.
That's exactly right.